podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone and welcome to Appy episode 11 of Lost in Appalachian Mon. I'm May.
And I'm Joe.
This week we watched Atmon episode 11, Dive into the Net Ocean, follow Super Hacker Ray. And we were waiting to release this because the sub only just came out this weekend, and then episode 12 also came out for the fan sub. So we're pretty happy that we get our Atmon back, and we're sorry for what we said about you, Atmon. Maybe you maybe you regained our trust. Maybe.
I get the sense that they went on holiday for a week.
Yeah, they probably went on holidays or they had real life stuff, which is understandable. Which it's fine.
We never do that though.
We never. What's a holiday? Work forever.
If we do, it's because I have exams.
Yeah, or we're too sick. Like, we recorded when we were sick. We're still both fairly sick.
Like yesterday.
Yeah, and like right now.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Oh.
And it's Christmas Eve at the moment, so what's a holiday, right? As with all our Lost in Appalachian... Mon episodes, this one's going to be just, as always, just the things we liked, things we didn't like, the things we hope for will happen, stuff like that. So we'll just dive right into that.
More casual than you'd think, less drunk than you'd hope.
Favourite bits? My favourite bit was definitely that the whole simulation setup that was basically slapstick.
Okay, so yeah, there's a board game that they have to play because the simulation mon puts up this like grid on the ground, and the first example is Gatmon steps off and just explodes. And bad stuff happens to you if you hit... There was never ever shown a good tile, which I thought was funny. There was no way to win the game.
There might have been all evil tiles, except for the ones they were starting on.
And so, Musimon... No, Dokumon?
Dokumon first, then Musimon.
Right. So Musimon runs off, and he hits one, and then he gets hit by, like, a wave, and he rolls between these four different tiles and lands on one last one. Okay, then they dunk a thing of water on his head, and then they pie him in the face, then a small yipping dog comes out and bites him in the butt.
It's so cute, and it's so funny.
And then he finally gets, like, electrocuted or something, but it's just the comedic timing was really strong.
And it was really funny, and I didn't find, like, it was overdone, like, oh, this is just for laughs. Like, it was just for laughs, but it didn't feel like it was forced. I got genuine enjoyment out of that, and I found it was quite a funny moment. And the first bit of the episode had me worried, because I was like, this isn't a beach episode, is it?
It really looks like a beach filler episode.
And also, they got free corn, apparently, from the Cookmon.
But just Haru did. But that corn wasn't real, remember? It was a simulation.
Yeah, because then we saw the eyes from the simulation.
In the end, he was still hungry.
Yeah. Sakushimon? Yeah. And I know, I found that, I was really relieved that it wasn't just going to be a beach episode. I was like, oh gosh, please don't tell me they chilled the beach and then Ray shows up at the end and beats them again. Please. And it wasn't, and I was happy.
Mm.
And the whole episode was basically just, look at Sakushimon. Dude's pretty strong. And basically was beating them, and it reminded me a lot of Enter the Dark Masters in the way that it was just sort of, this is one of the bad guys we finally meet. He's far too strong for any of the characters, and they can't even do anything. They're just, but effectively sitting ducks.
Yeah, and that's what sort of gives you a call to escalation. Then then Ray shows up, and Ray saves them, and the big deal to me is, I mean, first of all, we do kind of find out what he's doing. He's after his younger brother.
Well, no, we find out that
at the end.
Episode.
No, it's the end of this episode.
Oh, the end. Okay.
Because what happens at the end of this episode.
Oh, yeah, he gets angry.
Haru asks him about the brother thing. He doesn't like being asked, and he tells them to give him all of their Atmon chips.
Yeah.
He's not going to let them go. Now he's angry and he wants them all because he is upset. He's upset-a-roni. And what is important about this, and what we talked about before the show began, was that I complained last episode that it was really obvious that he wanted to fight Leviathan. So if he communicated any better, I thought that, you know, they'd just all end up on a team because they had common goal. What it became really clear is that he doesn't care. He wants to do the fighting alone. So, yeah, he has a common goal with these guys, but he thinks he can do it better than they can. So they should give him all of their resources, and then he can go do it better.
Yeah.
That would be the most useful thing in his mind that they could do, and I think that's really interesting.
So this episode basically makes up for the potential tired premise track that they seemed like they were almost going down in the last episode, and it makes up for it, and it makes me just really happy, because I was losing my hope, and it was not a good feeling. I was not particularly looking forward to watching this episode, but you know what, maybe it's because I wasn't looking forward to this episode, where I actually turned out to like this episode.
Well, I feel like the kids themselves still had the problem where, how do they solve their problems? Well, let's hit it really hard. The Dogetsu came out, they had a perfect situation where what he could have done was he could have used his searching and his geographic stuff to chart a route out through the board game.
A safe route.
It would have been interesting, and you could have done, have that for 3 seconds, and have it be like, oh, there's no safe route. You know, the game's rigged. That would have been interesting. That would have told you something about the opponent, too.
Mm.
But they didn't bother that. Instead, they had to give Haru free corn. That's what they used for that time.
Yeah, that's what they used with that short bit of animation. And I agree that. And I guess we're moving on to the negatives now.
No, so what I'm saying is the unique part, which is good, is that the simulation dude primarily fights through this specific set of rules. And I thought that was really cool. If we move on to negatives, they didn't fight by beating them at their game. They fought by fighting just the way you would anything else.
By having Ray show up, basically.
Oh, no, but...
But what I did like is that when he did use the Dogatch Buster, I was pretty annoyed because I thought, oh, they're not using any searching. They're not going to be using the special abilities that is unique to each Atmon. It's just going to be who can fire a bigger laser, and he's going to hit at Sakushimon, and maybe they break free. But that's not what happened. What happened was he launched it, and Sakushimon brought up simulation. It sucked in the attack, and it kept on blowing out the attack at them. And that was I really liked that. Just before we get to negatives, I wanted to say one more thing.
And aiming at the kids.
Yeah.
This Digimon really, really is on board with, like, trying to murder the kids.
Which we haven't really seen from any Digimon villains before.
Very rare.
And we've always said, the kids are right there. Kill the kid. Like, if that's the source of the power for the Digimon, or Atmon in this case, kill the kid.
Like, she's not trying super hard, but she's trying, nonetheless. It is an option that's on the table.
Yeah. But next episode, and we'll get to that when we get to it in next episode, but spoilers, tries to kill the kid.
Oh, no. Murdering children. How could they ever?
And, no, I really, really appreciated that they wanted to do that. But I guess we're talking about negatives now, so we have to think about bad stuff.
Whatever. I guess... this episode was pretty good. I'm trying to think. The bad stuff to me was that the kids never tried anything creative to beat this thing. But it gave you so many opportunities within the writing to do so.
Mm.
But, I don't know. Astra was fine.
Astra's better now.
Oh, this is the one with the rumor guys. And
when they call out, like, you've got anime hair. Your goggles look cool, but you've got anime hair. And, like, that's
great. They were very self-aware about their designs, which is very cute. Mm. For whatever reason, Astra's design is apparently the best. And what I really liked is they had this gossip Atmon, and it wanted to trade informations for information about where Ray is, a gossip. And so they start telling the gossipmon all about how nice she is and how great she is.
Yeah, and she's like, no, don't tell them.
She always takes her shoes off when she stands up on chairs. And she helped an old lady up some stairs.
And she cried at the end of a movie. Like, she always cries at the end of, like, nice romance movies. I'm like, aww, I love Aerie so much. Really... But she was like, no, I'm going to dog and punch you.
So tough.
But we're meant to be talking about our negatives, and that's...
Whatever.
But yeah, the only negative I can think of is where, like, I guess because it's time to go to the digital world, we have to forget about all the unique stuff, like Tamers did. Remember, we had all the unique stuff with the card slashes, they went to the digital world because they didn't want to do that anymore. And we haven't really seen for a while any of that, I will search you, this is how I beat the navigation app, I spin it around in circles, or how do I clear the rubbish bin, or whatever.
It doesn't take much for Haru to say the words, I should search for something, and then either for that search to not yield a result that perfectly solves the issue, and whatever. There's just try to address that it's a possibility, right?
Mm.
And they'd never even try. Nothing unique about their Atmon ever comes across in fights anymore.
Mm. No, I agree with that. And that's sad. But you know who did do a lot of searching in this episode? Gatchmon.
Gatchmon was... Because he's the Digimon Analyzer.
Yeah, and it's because we saw so many new things in this episode, it was like, I will look into the future and see you.
Into the internet. Yeah. I have to search the internet. I kind of wish they would make a joke about it, like when the third time happened.
Yeah.
I wanted... You know, it's... And that's so easy. You just go, I'm going to search the internet. Again! It doesn't take much.
The dub would totally do that. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, it would. And
it's something that can be easily added in, right?
Yeah, I don't know why... There were a lot of missed opportunities in this. I feel like they were playing it a bit safe.
Well, that's a negative. There we go. We found a negative.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. Are we done with negatives now? Are we done trying just to wring this little washcloth full of... negatives away. I'm really sick at the moment. Please don't make me talk.
Okay, well, I'm going to judge you silently.
Yeah, just judge me for not being able to talk.
Silently while you talk.
Silently while we talk. On to favourite character? I can't say Karu and Gatchamon because I always say
that. Oh, it's Eri. It's Eri.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Eri because she was like, nope, but if you tell them that, I can't dock on Punchy.
I'm such a badass.
I love her. She's great. Also, if we're not including humans,
This is when we're not including humans.
No, I'm just saying, like, if we're including, you know, Atmon that we've seen, I really like the Gossipmon.
Yeah, it was alright. It had good times. It liked informations. I'm sure that was a dub era. Talk,
yeah. But I really, really liked the Reviewmon as well.
They were cute, but like, they... hey, Reviewmon, have you seen this? Black hoodie? Oh, black hoodie. Not desirable.
Yeah, it's like, no, that's a zero star. That's really cute.
I also like that one of the reasons for them it wouldn't be desirable is the Gossipmon wears a black hoodie.
Because Gossipmon does look like Ray.
He's kind of a bit like a social reject. And they're like, are you guys in the related? Are you guys Reviewmon? And they go, no, we just look alike.
Which
is what they did with DJmon and Musimon.
Like, are you related? No.
We just look alike.
Which is always fun, because...
It's a good running joke.
Digimon tend to look alike, and we always say, oh, they're the same species, but in this case, no, they're not. They just look alike, and that's great. Are we done with favourite character?
Yeah, yeah.
Miscellaneous bits. I want to say this: the face the Eri makes in the first minute.
Oh my god!
I'm not sure if this is an animation error, but she does a face that I don't think is, like, humanly possible to make. It's like a... How would you describe this face?
Her jaw is tilted off her face... And then she has this big, weird mouth that's, like, moved 4 inches across.
It's not a pretty look for her. And I will post this on our social media because I feel like everybody needs to see this screenshot. I cried a little bit. We had to rewind just to see it, and then we had to rewind again so I could take a screenshot.
It was amazing.
It was beautiful. Do you have any other miscellaneous bits?
No. All the stuff happened in the next episode.
Yeah. But this episode was still a good episode. And because of that, I am ranking it 4th on my list. So that puts it behind episode 4, 6, and 3. So that's the Halloween episode, then the Pororimon episode, then the Roleplaymon episode. But it puts it above Eri's introduction episode.
Mate, this is a 50 episode series.
I know that now. It's
You can't fine. Maintain this.
I might do it by arc.
You can't maintain...
I'm gonna rank it by arc.
That's fine. There may be 4 of those. But you can't rank it by episode. That's crazy.
So I'll rank it by arc. Like, I'll have each individual ranking for an arc. I can do this.
Oh, that's not what I thought you meant. I thought you'd rank the 4 arcs the 4 against arcs, each no. other.
Well, like, I mean, I will do that. But, like, I'm just... I really like my ranking system. And I like
I think it's crazy.
Because I remember Digipodify, when they were doing Adventure, they had a ranking of all the Adventure episodes.
But you don't
and they
have
kept
to do
up.
That.
They kept it up. And I was really impressed.
You
and
don't have to do
I really
that.
Liked hearing their reasoning for where they would place each episode. And I want to keep this up for as long as I can. But if I give up, please do not judge me too much. Because it is...
I will judge you by how relieved I am.
Because Jay's not on board with this, but I am. It's
hard. Don't
you
hear how enthusiastic I am for this idea? How you should stop?
No, go away. Alright, that's about it for the discussion of episode 11. I'm happy. I've got my hopes up again. So thank you, Atmon.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be trash. It did not circle the drain further.
And join us next time for Defeat Sakushimon with the Super App Link. You can contact us to stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter and on Vine. And you can also find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will. And we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher.
Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishpol Bamba, Hirolato, who is at Hirolato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Frost Miragic, who is at Frost Miragic on Twitter, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, where we have a slight input very soon, and Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, and Kyle.
You can also make a one-off donation to the podcast with using PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. Make sure to let us know it's on the podcast. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye.